Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. The canal path near where I live provides me with, well, many interesting sights. And recently I saw the shell of a car body on a canal boat. Couldn't imagine how it got there. It had been stripped of its engine, its transmission and its wheels, but the rest of it was sitting there on top of the narrowboat. So it prompted me some questions. How did it get there? Why? What is it used for? When is its canal tax due? Well, some questions remain unanswered, but that does not mean the questions are bad. Questions are good, even when we don't get answers. Questions prove we are alive. Let me illustrate. I love the TED Talks, T-E-D. I listened to one yesterday. You can find them on the internet. It was all about parasites. One particular parasite they talked about in this TED Talk was it's ingested by a shrimp, which causes the shrimp to turn pink and to clump together with other shrimps so that flamingos will see them, eat them, and then provide the right conditions for the parasite to reproduce. It's an extraordinary story. But I couldn't listen to the talk without asking, why does this happen? Why does it have to be this way? How does the shrimp feel about the deal? Well, the story and the unanswered questions take me to a place of wonder. Wonder is caused by questions. I like to be in wonder because wonder reminds me that there is a God. Hence the importance of continuing to ask questions. When do we ask questions? I think it's when things surprise us. And when do things stop surprising us? Well, when we stop asking questions. One of the reasons I read the Bible is to find questions. If I search for questions, I am never dissatisfied. But if I search for answers, well, actually, I am often dissatisfied. That's not to say the Bible does not have answers. Indeed, it has all the most important questions, all the most important answers humankind needs to know. But if we stop looking for questions, we stop growing. If all we are looking for is answers, it means that we have already decided what the questions are, and that limits what God can teach us. Sometimes people of faith feel bad if they have questions, but Jesus rarely rebuked people for having a question. Have a look in Matthew 24, verse 3. He only corrected those who came to him with questionable motives behind their questions, as in Matthew 22, verses 15 to 22. My recommendation is to keep asking God questions. Just do it with the right spirit and allow him to retain the right to leave some unanswered. Well, I'll be back to the canal in a week or so. If the boat is still there, I'll be tempted to ask the owners what the deal is with the car. But maybe I won't ask. The mystery is more interesting. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.